Our epistle for this third Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety, but in every prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 19 through 28. At that time the Jews sent to John from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he acknowledged, and he did not deny, and he acknowledged, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" He answered, "No." They therefore said to him, "Who art thou, that we may give answer to those who sent us? What hast thou to say of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord, as said Isaiah the prophet." And they who had been sent were from among the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou art not the Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John said to them in answer, "I baptize with water. But in the midst of you there has stood one, whom you do not know. He it is who is to come after me, who has been set above me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to loose." These things took place at Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Thus far the words of today's epistle and the gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Who art thou? What hast thou to say of thyself? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, self-examination is not something that's easy to do. Many of us don't do it daily. We should. But who art thou? And if we do it, most of the time, we are trying to do it where it concerns what other people think of us, or what we think of ourselves. How easy it is for us to lie to ourselves. "Oh, I'm fine, I should be good," and we play that game. No, who art thou has everything to do with how God sees you. And how God sees you is the truth. And how does God see you? Well, for us to know this, we need to humble ourselves and present ourselves before the good Lord. Do we love him? Well, it's a very simple test to do. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If we're not keeping his commandments, then we don't love him. We don't love him perfectly. Remember the message of the angels to the shepherds the first Christmas day or night? "Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace to men of goodwill." Not "glory to God in the highest on earth, peace and goodwill to men." That's distorted, as everything the devil touches gets distorted. No, "glory to God in the highest on earth, peace to men of goodwill." What's a man of goodwill? A man of goodwill is one who really and sincerely wants God's will. It's plain and simple. And that's the truth, and that's how oftentimes we have to tell ourselves no with this, or understand that this is an obligation over here. And not play that game that so many people play of justification. Get a few more people to agree with you about the nonsense that you're doing and think you're good. That's foolishness and the height of uncharity. Because now we're giving bad examples, not only living foolishly. But if we want that peace, and this is a peace that I wish for all my parishioners, all those who I care about, all mankind, that peace of soul which is greater than just a momentary pleasure or whim or want. That peace of soul, which is soul deep, this is the way we must have it. This is the way we must get it, I should say, in order for us to have it. But we have to be honest with ourselves. Who art thou? Are you that type of a person? If you are, then the next step is, well, then I trust God in His way, what He has revealed, in what He asks of me, in my vocation. Now, this is where we have to be men of faith in order so that we can have true hope or trust in God. And then that promotes that love which we hear about, talk about in church, or as we read scripture, but only the individual who goes this course can have. God so loved the world to send His only begotten Son, uniting His divinity with our humanity in the person of Christ, in order so that we can have a joy in time. But that's eternal. But that's up to the individual. Last thought I want to share with you today is, I don't think we make good use of the opportunities that we have or the tools that have been given to us. And if we were just start to try to make an effort, we'll find the benefit it would reap. Devotion to the saints. Now, here I'm going to point out and highlight one saint. Of course, there's plenty of saints for us to pick from, and hopefully each and every one of us have patron saints. Those who have gone before us, who lived a hard life, went through difficulty, but they proved themselves faithful. And the saint I wish to highlight today is Saint Joseph. Not much is said of Saint Joseph in the scripture. We know that he was a carpenter and he was a just man. And he was betrothed to Mary. Basically, that's all we know of the man. We know that he was visited by angels to do God's will, whether it was to accept Mary as his spouse or to flee into Egypt. But Saint Joseph was a man who wanted God's will. The instances that we read of in Scripture speak of this. He loved our Blessed Mother. He saw the problem of the situation, which he didn't understand, thought there was unfaithfulness, knew the Mosaic Law, had a choice, wanted to make sure he didn't violate justice, but also didn't want to violate charity. See, justice and charity are two sides of the same coin. You can't have one without the other. But an angel came and said, what has happened was by the work of God. And Saint Joseph, man of goodwill, because he wants God's will, accepted it, proceeded, prepared for the coming of the unbelievable, the God made man who was under his care. And then we have the decree of Caesar. And he has to pick up shop and go to Bethlehem. He can't take everything that he had prepared in Nazareth. Probably worked really hard with regards to making things and prepping for a newborn baby. But he couldn't take it with him. Went to Bethlehem. There was no room. But honestly, there was no room. Oftentimes, we give the innkeepers a hard time. You ever travel during the holidays? The airport is like a anthill. Traffic's horrible. St. Joseph goes there. I've been in places before where there's a big snowstorm at an airport, and people are trying to get a hotel, and there's no rooms available. Here, you had this decree from Caesar that everybody had to go to their town of origin. The place was packed. A little town like Bethlehem. All they could find was a cave. Imagine what St. Joseph must have felt like. Probably a failure. Here he knew, okay, this is the Son of God, and he born in a cave. But our Blessed Mother, I'm sure, reminded him, this is God's will, God's permissive will. Accept it. And because Joseph was a man of goodwill, he accepted it. Gets settled in Bethlehem, about ready to go back to Nazareth, and he has another dream. Take the mother and the child, flee to Egypt. Egypt is a place of Satanists, devil worshippers. Yeah, well, the promised land, there lives a man who seeks the child's life. And you have to flee. And St. Joseph, because he was a man of goodwill, he wanted to do God's will, left there, and didn't return until he was told that it was time to come back. I think during this Advent, as we prepare for that great feast of Christmas, we should call upon St. Joseph. Holy Mother of the Church says, go to Joseph and do everything he shall say to you. If we really want to be people of goodwill, and we really want to strive to put that first, make that effort, make God's will number one, I think St. Joseph can help. So we have about a week and a half left of Advent. Maybe we haven't done so great up to this point. Well, don't give up. You make sure you prepare, as you prepare your homes, you prepare yourselves and your families for Christmas. Because remember, it's Christ's birthday. That's what makes it special. That's what gives meaning to the gifts we give and we get. That's what gives meaning to the parties and the gatherings that we have. If you don't have Christ at Christmas, what do you have? So many people want what Christmas offers, but they don't want the Christ who offers or who's the source of it. Remember Christmas, two words, Christ and Mass. Today's a good time for us to reiterate our good intentions this Advent, perfect them, or to address them so that we can have them. And I promise you this much, when Christmas does come, peace and joy will be yours, because that peace and joy will come from He who you prepared your heart for. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.